Good morning. This morning I want to share a little bit about our imagination, also known as the gateway to the spirit realm, also known as the eyes of our heart. So it's got lots of different ways of calling it. So it's a gateway to enter the spirit realm, our imagination. It's not the spirit realm, okay? Let's just clear that one up now. It's the way that we can enter in. It's a gift from God to see what he is doing. We all have it. We all have an imagination. It's the projection screen on the inside of us on which we see. So when we do activations here, and when we say we're going to engage God or we're going to step into heaven, we often say, imagine or see a, usually it's a door, or imagine Jesus is in front of you. And it's a way of helping us to engage, but it's not the actual engagement. It's the way that we can get in. So, you know, close your eyes. You're immediately using your imagination, because otherwise there's nothing there. So we all have it. It's part of life. We don't have to think about it. It's just there. Now, God's heart for us is that we have a direct link into heaven, that we know through Jesus the veil has been torn and we can completely access heaven and the spiritual realms. There's no barrier. There's nothing stopping us anymore. And our imagination is a way that we can actually see what God is doing, what's happening in heaven. We can see and engage in faith with what's there, and then we can work about bringing things back here. We often talk about seeing pictures or having dreams or visions. Again, it's in our imagination. Because we've lived a long time away from God on our DIY pathway, our do-it-yourself pathway, what we call our lost identity, the basis of what God's intent was, we've really lost, and we have to get that redeemed and restored to us. So when we've not been walking with God, we're very limited by our understanding, and we're limited by our physical understanding of life and the physical realm. And we've said many times before, everything that we do and know, we learn from the outside, and then we work it inwards. Where God's heart and God's desire for us, obviously, is that he lives in us. He lives in our spirit. From our spirit, we relate through our soul, through our body, to the outside world, where we can bring heaven, everything in the spirit realm, we can bring through us to flow out to the world around us. But obviously, when we're not engaging with God, when we're not pursuing relationship with God, we don't function that way, and we learn the other way around. So our physical senses, our eyes, our ears, nose, mouth, touch, that's what we learn from tiny, and that forms our life beliefs. Then come our soul is affected, our mind, our will, and our emotions, and it's kind of all back to front. Obviously, we're in a process of relearning all of that so that we can function and focus from the inside out. So life experiences determine our expectation to everything, as again, we've said many times before. But ultimately, I am a channel. You are a channel for God to flow through. That's the intention. That's the aim. We are like mini bits of heaven wherever we are, affecting the atmosphere and the environment around us. So my body is a gateway of heaven for it to flow through. Now, circumstances of life get in the way. Blockages occur, wounds, damage, trauma, and that flow can be very much stunted. And my experience will affect my perception of what's real. But imagination from God, there is no limit. Everything about my physical life puts limits on me. In God, we have no limits. And we're in this process of restoration, restoration of all things, as Mike is teaching in the other room, starting with us to restore us back to God's intention. So it's limits off. We need to take the limits off everything and see what God sees. So all those limits that have been put on our imagination, we need to be free so that we can see and act and live in the spiritual realm. Now, it's a well-known thing these days that babies are born able to connect and engage in the spiritual realm. that they can see angels. And having heard this, I now watch children, particularly when we worship, and I can see it. And I've recently had a new baby granddaughter, and obviously babies can't actually see in the physical realm very well because they have to learn to do that. They actually have to learn to process what they see and then turn it all in their minds onto their imagination. But I was with her when she was first born, and she was looking around. I was obviously in the spirit realm myself. I was engaging her angels, and I thought, you know, I could tell that she was engaging, that she was perceiving things around her in that realm. But unfortunately, children get the spiritual realm taught out of them. Invisible friends, they're wrong, they cause you trouble. And I think that for all of us, what we had, we lose very quickly as we start to grow older. Now, we here, obviously, are very active in the spiritual realm because that's what we encourage people to do. And I'm sure on occasions we have all either seen an angel or we've seen Jesus. Maybe we've seen a river. Maybe we've seen the lion. Maybe we've seen things as we've been worshipping together. That should be our norm. That's who we are. We talk about having a garden in our heart on the inside of us, places that we can go on the inside. This is who we are. We are spiritual beings. And our imagination screen is the access point for us. It's the way in. Now, for many people, that's no problem. For many people, they're visual. Brilliant. I envy those people. Because that doesn't actually come naturally for me. And for many of us, it might be more difficult. Not everyone is a seer. There are various spiritual gifts. And for some people, they just see. Wonderful. For some people, we perceive. And we can get really het up about what we see and what we don't see. And God loves us all. We are all unique. We all have different ways that he will speak with us, show us things that we can relate and engage with him. And we just need to find what works for us. But our imagination is key in all of it, because we do need to be able to see on the inside of us. Sometimes people share their experiences with me and I think they're bonkers. But what I've learned is that we are unique and that God loves us all and speaks to us all differently, and that it's okay. As long as we are pursuing Jesus and everything is rooted in Jesus, then we're going to be all right. Because some stuff in the spirit realm, it is out there. Sometimes you see stuff and you'll think, what? What's that all about? As long as we are rooted in Jesus, Jesus is our access point. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we go through him, we're going to be okay. So our imagination is really key. We have to be able to see in that realm. Now, how we learn and practice is up to us. Here, often we say, imagine a door, imagine this, imagine that. We'll find a way that works for us. But it doesn't mean it's not real because we're imagining it, because it is the gateway for us to go in. Now, for me, I was brought up to think that imagination was a bad thing. And often that can be a religious mindset. It certainly was for me. Fantasy, daydreaming, away with the fairies, get yourself into all sorts of trouble. And I had my imagination stifled out of me. And because of that, I shut it down, and I have struggled, and I have said very many negative things over myself in this area, that, oh, I'm not very imaginative, oh, I'm not creative, oh, I can't see, I can't do these things. And I did shut my imagination down, and it's been underused, and for some people that's a real issue. Now, God is working in my imagination, and I am in a new process with that. And it's very difficult if you have shut your imagination down to function in the spiritual realm. I didn't know how to engage it. We would have activations here, and we would close your eyes, imagine a door. It could be your front door. See, there's a handle on the inside. You all know this, because we've all done this here. This, imagine the doors on the inside. Open the door and see Jesus on the other side. I'd be like, what door? I can't even see a door. I was so shut down in my imagination. It's just black, blank, nothing at all. So I entered a process, obviously, with Jesus opening up my imagination. Other times it would be, just imagine God's there and he's going to put his arms around you. Imagine God's heart. Step into God's heart. And in my head, it would be like, well, what would God's heart look like? Well, what if it's get it wrong? Well, what if it's not like that? Well, I'm seeing this, but what if that's not the right thing to see? Does it need to be like this? Does it need to be like that? And we can get ourselves tied up in knots. And again, we just need to relax and we just need to ask God to show us what he wants to show us. I was so frustrated with myself. And that fear would grip me because I wouldn't want to get it wrong. What if I'm seeing the wrong thing? What if I'm imagining the wrong thing? What if it doesn't look like that? What if I don't see Jesus the same way you see Jesus? Does it matter? It's how things will be for me is the most important thing. So we need to acknowledge that our history and our experience might not have been very helpful to us. And we need to deal with them. Again, we just talked about things coming from the outside in, being affected by what we see, hear, smell. Our physical senses are really important in this stuff, but they can affect our imagination. Because when you close your eyes, maybe you have memories that will be triggered in your imagination, and you close your eyes and there may be images that you've seen which aren't very helpful. They could not be very nice. They could be horror, violent, pornographic. So you're in a place and we say, close your eyes and see Jesus. And you have this horrible image that comes up in your imagination that flashes up before you. You can have flashbacks, things that you can't help that can be stuck in your imagination. And fear can grip you through the images that you see. You can try and engage with God and vile things can just come. You wouldn't be the first person. So if any of this rings true, it's okay. Because God wants to set us free from these things. Our imagination can become tainted and can need cleansing. So it's the gateway into the spiritual realm. Gateway into the spiritual realm. A gateway is a place of authority. So whoever or whatever controls that gateway has dominion. So we need to ask ourselves, what have I given access to in my imagination gateway? Have I given the enemy access? You may have given the enemy authority, things that you may have done, things that you may have seen. There can be demonic forces that sit in our gateways, maybe familiar spirits. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, every lofty idea and argument positioned against the knowledge of God is cast down and exposed to be a mere invention of our own imagination. We arrest every thought that could possibly trigger an opposing threat to our redeemed identity and innocence at spear point. The caliber of our weapon is empowered by the revelation of the ultimate consequence of the obedience of Christ. So things can be there, but our weapons are not against flesh and blood. It is all to do with spiritual things. But the good news is we don't have to stay where we are. God wants to lead us forward and to set us free. Your perception of yourself also plays out in your imagination. Our identity is really important. How do you see yourself? How do you think about yourself? A lot of this is very closely connected to our minds and our thoughts. But today I really want to focus on imagination because that's where we see it. That's what it looks like. To us, your belief system, what you believe to be true. If you think you're a failure, you will imagine yourself failing. So if you try something, you will see yourself failing that. If you see yourself as a bit of a worm, downtrodden, no-hoper, that's how you will see yourself. If rejection is something that you suffer from, as we know, there will be a root on the inside somewhere, but we imagine how then people perceive us. Have you ever been in a room, you know, I've suffered with fear of rejection in the past, and I'm seeing people talk about me, or they're saying this, or they don't want me in that group over there. My imagination can run wild with me when there are things that are not right. The opposite can be true, which is where we need it to be. If you imagine a runner and he's going to be in a race, what will he see himself doing? He will see himself winning that race. He will see himself, he will envision himself going through that ribbon at the end, and he will be first. That's where we want to be, with our imagination serving us, inspiring us, taking us forward, and not living in the negative parts of it. In the early days, speaking, doing this was so much more difficult for me than it is now. I'm not going to say it's easy, because it's not, but it was so much more difficult for me. I would contend with negative thoughts, and my imagination would be like, well, they're going to go to sleep, and they're going to be looking at their watch saying, hurry up. And my imagination would not take me in a very faith-filled path. And I had to deal with all of that. So what I did was I would imagine myself sharing in this environment and people smiling at me. And I would imagine people nodding their heads in agreement with me. And what it did was gave me confidence, because I would never do this if I didn't feel God was asking me to do it. So I'm not doing it to make me feel good. I'm doing it because I feel God's got something for me to share. But in it, then I need to be in agreement with what God is saying and not anything that's negative. So smile at me nicely, please. Our imagination needs to be vivid and colourful and bright and no limits and no boundaries. And then we can be free to explore what God is saying in the spirit realm. And again, I'm fairly short, a bit of a midget. But when I see myself in this environment, I've learnt to see myself as God sees me. Because one day God showed me that I'm very, very shiny, I'm very, very bright, and I'm very, very tall in the spirit realm. So when I'm standing here now in my imagination, I'm not here in my physical capacity, because actually I'm engaging in who I am in the spirit realm. And I'm very tall, so you need to look up at me. But it helps me, because it helps me see how God sees me, not how I see myself. We are all clothed in robes of righteousness. What does that look like for you? Where we see that, what does that look like? Because you will, in your imagination, imagine yourself clothed in a robe of righteousness. It might look different for each one of us, but we need to use our imaginations to our advantage. We wear crowns. I'm standing here with a crown on my head. You might not be able to see it, but in the spirit realm, I am, and each one of you has one also. We need to imagine that. It's where we can dream. It's where we can imagine doing incredible things with God. It's where we can take hold of the things that God's put on our heart and start to see them outworked. God called me one time a warrior princess. That's how I see myself here. I'm not just talking to you, but I'm actually warfaring. I'm bringing truth to you. I have a sword, okay? But I need to believe it, and I need to see it for it to be so. Because in the past, I've been... Oh, that's Mike's wife. Well, I still am quite often. Hello, this is Deb, Mike's wife. I've just been Mike's wife. I've been the buy one, get one free. You get Mike, and you get her. She comes free. She's the add-on. Now, I don't believe that's true anymore, but I did for a long time. And I needed to start to see myself as who I really am. And that starts with actually taking hold of it in my imagination and running with it. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as healthy, as well, as healed, as free, as whole? Can you see that in your imagination? Even if you're not in that place right now, can you see it? Can you just go with it? What does your future look like? Do you ever think about your future? Will you fulfill your destiny? Do you even know what it is? This is where we need to ponder. Yes, says Lily. Grand. For you guys, wherever you were when you entered into Crosscombe, can you imagine where you're going to be when you come out? Can you start to take hold of what's God got for me? What's God saying for my life? Can I see myself living differently from the past? It's really, really important. I was talking to Lily this morning about her gymnastics, and I said to her, when you can't do something, what do you do? She said, well, I practice and I see myself doing it. That's what it's all about. We need to see ourselves doing some of the things that God has put in our hearts. Bringing God's kingdom rule here. You know, God's talked to us about being a city of refuge. What does that look like? It's not going to fall on our laps one day. We need to ponder. We need to imagine. We need to think, what's God saying about this stuff? So it's really, really important that our imaginations are flowing as it should be. Imagination is the ability to form images, ideas, and sensations in the mind without any immediate input of the senses, seeing or hearing. It's there, and we need to let it run free. There are several words that you can describe imagination. You can have a vivid imagination, a wild imagination. Your imagination can run away with you. You can go and have a crazy imagination. You can have figments of your imagination. You can visualize things. You can have a fanciful imagination, and it can be the mind's eye. There are lots of different ways to talk about it, and it can also be away with the fairies. And I think for me, when I was growing up, I was so afraid of being away with the fairies and being fanciful and imagination going crazy, I shut it all down. But God has given it to us. It's a really vital part of things. It's where things are replayed. Our memories come to life there. Physical senses do affect our imagination. So traumatic things will be seen there and they will play out. But God wants to heal us. Our imagination feeds into our storage mechanisms, memories that are held in our mind and our emotions, right down to a cellular level. And we've learned a lot about trauma. When triggered, those images and pictures appear on the projector screen, our imagination. Everything we have witnessed from the outside in, everything we've felt, heard, that's where it plays out in our, from our physical senses. We carry it. Can be good. It's not all bad. It can be good. You can go back to your happy place. Sometimes, you know, I've heard people say, oh, well, I'm not feeling like that. I just close my eyes and I go back to my happy place. We can imagine happy things. Music can take us back in our imagination, and we can often remember what we were doing, what we were wearing, smells. You know, our physical senses are really, really important, and some of it can be good, but also it can be not good. Our physical senses can also trigger trauma, damage, pain, fear, sadness, anger, which then replays on our imagination, which is our connection to the spirit realm. And heaven and God can be tainted by our experiences and by what we see. Those negative images can stop the flow of the spirit. God wants us free. No limits. No boundaries, just God. Our imagination may need cleansing. Our gateways can become polluted and blocked. We need to be free to receive from God, to discern, to encounter Jesus, to live in line with his truth. So we need to learn to see through our imagination, and we need to learn to receive through our imagination. God gives us things often. When we're in worship and we're in that realm, we may see God giving us a picture, or he may give us a jewel, or he may give us gifts and things. And our imagination needs to be purified so that we can receive it and know what to do with it. Because then once we see, we can just by faith start to take hold of it and ask God, what is this going to look like for me? What's it going to mean for me? How can I bring that and outwork it here? Because ultimately, everything that we see, we need to outwork here. That's the purpose of it. So we need to go beyond where we are right now. Go beyond what you dare. Imagine, just imagine in God. When God shows you something, we need to be able to water it, nurture it, feed it, speak words of life into it. And often you picture it in your mind, and then God will show you what you need to do. We talk about the garden of our hearts and cultivating that, but we need to be able to see that to do it. What has God said about you? Because that's what you need to cultivate and develop and see yourself doing. Now, the best way of expanding our imagination is to encounter, engage with Jesus, experience reality. We know that it's not enough to hear it, to read it, for someone else to tell us about it. We need to do it for ourselves, that heaven is a place that we can enter for ourselves. And there are stories in the Bible that, again, we can get into. Psalm 23 is one that was really, really important for me when I tried to, I started expanding my imagination, because I would read things and I'd just be reading words, but unless we can engage with them, they're not actually going to transform us and become reality for us on the inside. So Psalm 23 was one that I really, was my one that I learnt with. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in green pastures. So I would imagine myself lying in a green pasture by still waters. So I would imagine still waters. He prepares a table for me. So I would imagine a table. It was something that I actually got in. I imagined it, and then I walked through that gateway and I entered in to it. Some of the stories of Jesus are incredible. You know, we need to picture yourself in the story, read it, and get in it, and then experience it, and it become reality. So if we have gateways, if our imagination is a gateway, what we need to know is, what does it look like for us? Mine will look very different from yours, and that's fine, that's okay. But we need to know what it looks like so that God can show us, is it polluted? Is it blocked? Does it need cleansing? Is there something that has authority that's sitting in there? What's going on in that gateway or doorway or whatever it is that God will speak to you in? Because we need to protect our imaginations if we want them to serve us well. Imagination can run with it, away with us, and not in a good way. Matthew 5:28 is the where it talks about, you know, if you commit a lust after a woman in your mind, then you've already committed adultery. So what it's saying is, be careful, because what you focus on, what you see, what you ponder, it can get you, it can grab hold of you, and it can have authority in your life. So we need to be really careful. So thoughts begin in our mind. We know that a split second of the thought, and we need to learn to take captive that. We need to be careful with the way that we think. But then not long afterwards, our imagination can kick in, and that's what we want to prevent in a bad way. So we need to be careful and protect it. I've been pondering quite a lot about imagination over the last couple of weeks, and it is really, really powerful. And I don't think that I'd ever really given it that much thought before, because it's all been about our minds, and we talk a lot about our minds, but actually the screen of our imagination is where we see the stuff. So we really need to be careful what we allow ourselves to focus on in our imagination. What do we think about situations? I was thinking about how easily our imagination can run away. You know, something happens and there's a saying, you imagine the worst. Immediately you've imagined it. Something happens and your imagination has gone there. We need to recognize this, and we need to really take hold of it. Now, as always, this is good news, because God wants to heal us and restore us and set us free. And if you have things in your imagination, images or flashbacks or things that have maybe haunted you, maybe tormented you, God can set you free. He wants us healed and whole. He wants to take us beyond our expectation so that nothing can keep us from entering into everything that he's got for us. Ephesians 1:18 says, I pray that your thoughts will be flooded with light and inspired insight, that you will clearly picture his intent in identifying you in him, so that you may know how precious you are to him. He wants us healed, whole, and free. So let's examine, where are we? Have we allowed our imaginations to become tainted? Our gateway, is it blocked? Is there something in there which isn't very nice? Through what we've maybe seen, what we've watched, what we've been part of, whether it's violence, horror, pornography, sexual sin, films, books, TVs, or our behaviour. When you close your eyes, do things flash up? Because the enemy will use it against you to keep you in bondage, to bring shame, guilt, and condemnation. To say, how can you possibly think you're going to see Jesus when you've got that image in your mind? God wants to cleanse us. Maybe you have closed your ability to imagine because of this. Maybe it's just too much, so you have shut down. So now it's very difficult to imagine in God because your imagination is tainted. Maybe it's not your fault. Maybe the things that you see when you close your eyes are because of what other people have done or made you partake of, and you can't escape, and it plays like a film on your projector, memories and trauma. But there is freedom and restoration. God is here. He wants to set us free. What we need to do is get real and get honest. So firstly, if it is your fault, if you have done something, if you have opened that gateway, if you've allowed access to things which aren't good, you can repent, renounce it, nail it to the cross, get rid of it. Maybe you need to deal with the accusations and get a court case. There may be things that you need some help with. But the good news is you don't have to leave today with those images in your mind. If it's not your fault, as was said just now, God has given us the most amazing tool of forgiveness. And it might be that we have deep, deep pain, deep wounds, deep traumas that the flashbacks may come from. But it starts with acknowledging that debt, and we can be free when we decide to forgive and release. We know that. In both cases, it's identifying the root. What's the root in the very first place? And inviting Jesus into that. Ian Clayton, who's the person that he brought us this little exercise many years ago. And whenever he would have an image in his mind that was there that he couldn't get rid of or that wasn't helpful, he would see a pot of the blood of Jesus. And he would paint over it. Because that's where our power is. It's in the blood of Jesus. 1 John 1:7 says that the blood of Jesus cleanses us, purifies us, it sanctifies us. It's all about Jesus and his blood. And that's what sets us free. That's what can cleanse our imaginations. And he would see something and he would just take a pot and he would just paint over it until it disappeared. We have communion prayer here about the blood of Jesus. It transforms us on the inside. It can transform those pathways, those automatic things that just like knee-jerk images, if you like, because they're associated with other things. Jesus can break that and he can give us new neural pathways. Now for me, it wasn't so much images that were tormenting me. It was just, I couldn't really imagine anything. Because I'd shut it down. Because I was so afraid of it just being in my imagination. I'm just imagining it. Yes, we are. But that's okay. That's what it's for. It's to get us to a place where we can actually then step free. So for me, I needed my imagination opened up again. And I had another breakthrough because it's an ongoing thing for me. In our group this week, we were looking at body gates, which is our physical senses. And God showed me that it affects my imagination, but, he gave me an operation, actually. He showed me that I had spiritual cataracts on my eyes, which were preventing me seeing clearly. And so he removed them, which then I could immediately see clearer, which is going to have an effect on my imagination. So, whatever God does, it's all cool. I had surgery the other day. It's all fine. But what we need to do is really cleanse, ask God to cleanse our imagination. So if we have some, do we have a Sam's music? What I would like to do first is just give us an opportunity to just close our eyes and just however you want to step in to the spiritual realm. One way, again, this was Ian Clayton when I first met him, because my imagination was so shut down at that time, he said, stand up. So I stood up. Well, everybody stood up. And he said, put your hands on your tummy there. And then he said, enter in. And as I move my hands, which I can't do too often because I've got a microphone in it, it was just like this, oh, it was like entering into another realm. There was an actual physical act that I found really helpful. It's literally like pulling you into the spirit realm. And there's another one which people do, which again, if imagination is difficult, is, well, you are imagining it, but it's step in. Just imagine yourself, you're here in your physical realm, and then you can just take a step into the spiritual realm. And again, it really works, and I'd encourage you to try it, and then you can step back out again, and step in, and step out. And it's practice with these things. So I don't know if that's helpful or not, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Jeremy to put some music on, and I'm going to ask everyone to stand up. And then if you want to do that, you can, because everybody's eyes will be closed and nobody will be watching you. But the things I said about your imagination, if you have images, if there's stuff that you need to repent of, I would say just see Jesus in front of you there and just give him those things. We have paper, we have pens, you can nail things to the cross. If you need to write anything down, use this time to do that. And then we're going to go and we're going to get Jesus to go with us to our imagination gateway. So can I ask you all to stand up? If you want to sit down again afterwards, that's fine. I just think it's less... You play the music. So let's close our eyes. Place your hands on your tummy. Or take a step forward, or imagine a door that you are opening, whichever is comfortable for you. And just step through into the heavenly realms. And see Jesus there. Now, Jesus knows everything about us, and he just loves us. And those things that have had you in shame or guilt or condemnation, those things in your imagination that have tormented you, I just encourage you, talk to Jesus. Allow him to just minister to you. If you need to hand over things to him, repent and renounce, just do that now with him. And see that his eyes are just love. If you need to forgive and release anyone, I'd encourage you to do so. But please feel free to get pen and paper as we continue. as Jesus is there with you. Take him to your gateway of imagination and give him permission to bring his rule there. So Jesus, we ask you to cleanse and purify. We now see that brush covered in your blood, Jesus, and we paint it over that gateway, top to bottom, side to side, covering every part, cleansing, purifying. We take authority now over our imagination. We declare it purified and cleansed. We declare our imagination is sanctified and redeemed for the purpose of entering heaven, for seeing in the spiritual realm, for pursuing dreams, creativity, destiny. And we declare that all previous access is withdrawn, that our imagination now is truly a gateway that will enable us to step into the realm of heaven, where there are no borders, no boundaries, no limits, where we are free to soar with God and the endless possibilities that he has for us. So if you need to stay in that place, then let God continue. But start imagining. Dare to dream. Dare to allow yourself to go into the Spirit and see what God wants to show you for your future, for your destiny, who you really are, how he sees you. See yourself in that robe of righteousness with a crown upon your head. He places a ring upon your finger that says you belong to him, that you're his child. See yourself that way. As we worship together, just continue, ask God to continue this process. If you feel you need some help, if you feel you need someone to stand with you, if there are images that are you feel are tormenting you, then we can stand together. Find someone to pray with you today.